Three little kittens, they lost their mittens, and they began to cry.
Oh, mother dear, we sadly fear our mittens we have lost.
What? Lost your mittens? You naughty kittens, you shall have no pie.
Oh my goodness, no pie for the kittens. Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Silly little song, Three Little Kittens from Nursery Rhymes. I know y'all know that nursery rhyme from back when you were little. But we do have some special guests this morning. This is Frisky Friday, and what I like to do every Friday is honor those people who are taking care of our animals in Santa Rosa, Escambia County, and all over Northwest Florida. We're so proud of the work they do. Sometimes they go unthanked. So this morning, I want to express some gratitude for everything that our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Services do throughout the community. They have the shelter, they have animal control, and they're always busy and always, always doing the best they can to help out the animals in our community. So a lot to talk about this morning. And in the studio today, we have with us Kelly Simpson. She is the animal control supervisor, and she's brought with her Weathers. I'm sorry, I can't even read my own handwriting. Tesla Weathers, and she's the animal control officer and dispatcher, and a special teeny tiny little guest, cute as a kitten could be. Boots is here with us, little white Boots, black kitty, about what, 2 months old?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay, Kelly, tell us all about Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
So we are, you know, Santa Rosa County being as big as what it is, we have 7 officers that are out in the field, plus Officer Weathers here, who tells us where to go and how to get there. She's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
at that.
A big job, because you've got the north and the south
right,
end. It's not like
yeah.
It's compact.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's you know, people just don't realize just how big these counties are. You know, mm-hmm. when you're going from the coast all the way to the Alabama line, that's a lot of square footage.
No doubt know. About it.
So there's 7 of us officers out there, and we are constantly hopping. I mean, we average, 4,000 to 5,000 calls a year, somewhere
wow.
in there. So that's
wow.
that's a lot to divvy up between the 7 of us. And that's not just going out and getting Fluffy out of somebody's yard. That's,
right.
you know, cruelty investigations. It's, you know, neglect, people getting arrested or mm-hmm. rescues. You know, we're trying to, you know, help a cat, you know, that's, you know, stuck somewhere. We're trying to, you know, get them where they need to be.
Right.
So it's a very wide smattering of types of calls.
Mm-hmm.
And it is nonstop.
I would imagine it's exhausting, both physically and emotionally sometimes.
It is, but it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get to see some of the coolest stuff on the planet, and we get to see some pretty gnarly stuff, but at the same time, the good by far outweighs the bad.
Yeah. So what are the challenges being the dispatcher, Tesla?
Well, I'm the only one in the county. So
wait, just one dispatcher?
That's me.
Well, I'm assuming you get lots of calls daily.
Yes, ma'am. So I usually work Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Wow.
After that, it's going to be considered an after-hours call. Any calls that come in are kicked over to our emergency operations center and
mm-hmm.
then dispatched out from there. So nights and weekends, I'm off. But I am Monday through Friday.
You're wow. How long have you been dispatching?
Almost 3 years now.
3 years. Okay, mm-hmm. I have to ask. What is the craziest thing that you can talk about publicly that you had a call when the call came in? Can you think of one? There must be a few on your list.
Well, I had one. This was, I don't know, about a year and a half ago. I had a lady call in and say, you know, someone stole my dog right out of my yard. I see the runner is here, and I can't find her, and I'm like, okay, so I stayed on the phone with her, and
mm-hmm.
she's looking around, and she goes, oh my gosh, my dog is still in the kennel. I forgot to let her out and put her on her runner this morning. She is still here. She was like, don't think I'm a bad person. I'm like, nope, you're fine as long as the dog is safe.
She
and
forgot
good.
That she had not let
she
the dog
was just,
out.
She was just under-caffeinated.
Yeah, she was in shambles.
Oh, I like that, under-caffeinated. I've had some mornings like that, Kelly. That is pretty crazy. I think that, but also pretty funny. That's a
that
good
was a,
story.
That was
That's
a funny
a good
one.
One.
Stuck with
We're
me.
Talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. So if you have a question, this is Pep Talk, and it's Frisky Friday, so we've got our animal experts here. Do text in at 850-437-1620 if you've got a question. And this is the season for a lot of things. It's kitten season, I know, but it's also rabies and some other things. So can you, I know you had brought me some notes of some things you didn't want to talk about today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, it's not necessarily that rabies has a season, but just the fact that there's so many animals out there, and you tend to see them more exposed because it's warmer because everybody's out, or they just let their animals roam and that kind of thing. So rabies is always, it's a year-round concern, but when we're dealing with as many bites as what we deal with, mm-hmm. it is always something that we're concerned with, and it is in this area.
Well, so I'm curious, when you say bites, I don't think of that as being a statistic, but you keep track of that?
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, so in 2025, just Santa Rosa County, of what was reported.
Okay.
Just what was reported, because there's so many that don't get reported. Mm-hmm. 643 bites for last year.
Wow.
And we're already at 261 since January 1 as of this quarter. Yeah.
So when you say bites, is that bites from animal to animal, animal to
that
human?
Animal to human. We don't even do bite reports, for the animal to animal stuff.
Okay.
That is just on bites to humans.
And then are those bites with rabies or without? Or
well,
do you know?
They're all treated like they have rabies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So the person has to get the rabies shots?
No, not necessarily.
No. Oh, okay.
We do quarantines mm-hmm. to prevent them from needing to get those rabies shots.
Gotcha.
So that's even if we know that they've been vaccinated, we still do at least a home quarantine, and just to monitor them and make sure that there's nothing going on. Because, you never know what could happen in shipping. It might be a bad lot. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I would want would be for somebody to be subjected to it. And then we find out after the fact, by the way, that lot was bad, you know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stats I've got in my notes that it's on the information I've given you is that in humans, it typically incubates 20 to 90 days, but it could be dormant in there for at least 6 years.
Wow.
So you may never know until the symptoms show up that something has exposed you to rabies.
And I probably should know this, but what are the symptoms?
So for dogs, you're going to see it more of the changes in their baseline affect. So if they were super excitable dogs and now they're super, super shy, that's like a cue that something's going on. Changes in eating habits. In the later stages, that's when you start seeing the old yeller thing, foaming at the mouth, the fear of
that's
water.
What I think of when I think
right.
of rabies.
Everybody, I think, kind of tends to pull on, Hollywood for those kinds mm-hmm. of images in their mind. But the leaning bizarrely and the paralysis, that kind of thing. Now, distemper can also kind of mimic some of those symptoms. But if I see an animal doing any of that, mm-hmm. I just automatically think of rabies, and then we can worry about the testing later, that kind of a thing.
Right. Okay, so where can you get a rabies shot or vaccine if you haven't done that for your pets?
Okay, so we've got something kind of exciting happening. Okay, so first off, rabies, in order for it to be recognized in the state of Florida, has to be given by a veterinarian or vet staff.
Okay, that's
and
good to know.
A lot of people think that if they go to Tractor Supply, they do sell them there, but that doesn't make them legal. Not as far as a bite purpose mm-hmm. that, farming, they've got their own protocols and that kind of thing. But in order for us to rule out that an animal's been vaccinated appropriately, it has to be given by somebody with a lot of letters after their name and not somebody who went with a credit card to Tractor Supply.
Wow, that's important because
yes.
you might assume otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good point.
So we have a shot clinic that's going to be coming through at the shelter, and we're going to be doing that May 30th. It's a Saturday, so people will
Excellent.
Hopefully be off work. And we're going to be doing microchips and DHPP as well as rabies in this drive-through clinic. $40 gets you the whole enchilada.
Wow,
you
that's
can't get
cheap.
That anywhere else. Now, you have to be a Santa Rosa County resident, so let me caveat that. And we're going to be releasing a pre-registration for that on mm-hmm. our Facebook page so that we can get all of your information down and get you loaded into
Smart.
The computer.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it that much easier when we're doing the drive-through portion of it to keep the line moving appropriately.
That's an incredible price because I hear the prices all the time. So it's going to be, mark your calendars now. This is going to be on Saturday, May 30th from 9 to 11. And that's at the Animal Services?
At the Animal Services.
What's the address
there? 4451 Pine Forest Road. In Milton.
You can't miss it. You can find it
yeah,
pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly. We got signs up everywhere. And the timing is perfect because we've got 4th of July coming up soon, and that's when everybody's animals get spooked, and then if they have a microchip, we can get them home faster.
Okay. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you've got any questions for Pep Talk, text it in, 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services here with us. Just got a text from one of our listeners, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit, but I'm going to read it because it's important. Rabies is horrible. In my younger days, I lost one of my best dogs I ever had because I thought, oh, it'll be all right. I'll get her caught up in a couple of months when I get the time. Let that rabies shot go, and they put never again.
Yeah, that's a horrible lesson to learn.
Sorry about that. But great information. There is a clinic coming up on May 30th, and you can take advantage of that and get those shots done.
Absolutely.
So a couple of other topics. We're in kitten season. We've got a lot going on, so let's be sure and make sure everybody knows about the other things you have happening on our community cat days.
One of our favorite things to do is to shut down kitten factories. So we have community cat days where the community can come and check out, and they rent up to 3 traps where it's $65 a piece, and they go trap the cat, and they bring them in on Thursdays. It has to be, again, Santa Rosa County resident, and it's for free.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like you're tailgating at the shelter for that morning, but, you know, we try to make it as pleasant as possible. Mm-hmm. We kind of have our own little network over there of our usuals, and so we run them through, and then they come back the next day. They have been not only fixed, but they get a rabies shot, and they've been ear-tipped.
Wow.
So that allows us to identify who's been fixed or not. So mm-hmm. if we have a big, you know, colony, we can see where we need to concentrate our efforts.
Right. So when is that happening?
Every Thursday for the month of May. And so if you want to check out the traps, you can contact the shelter or come up to the shelter on Tuesday prior to and check those out and rent them. Mm-hmm. Or you can bring your own traps, but it has to be a trap. It cannot be a kennel.
Okay.
And that's for our safety.
A cat trap.
Yeah. A cat trap. Okay. Yep. Very good.
We've had individuals bring cats in squirrel traps. That is not humane. That is something that you don't want to start that practice.
Okay. Very good point.
And that $65 deposit is refundable once we get our trap back.
Oh, I see. So you're basically putting $65 down, but then when you bring the trap back, you get it back. So it's all free.
Every bit of it back. So the entire service is free at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, if you've been seeing a lot of cats running around the neighborhood, this is your chance to make a positive difference. And it is, as they say, kitten season, I hear.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about, on the note here, it says kidnapping. What is that all about?
Okay, so it being, oh, Boots is trying to.
They're playing with Boots here.
So kitten season being in full swing right now, we're seeing a lot of kittens of various ages, little bitty tiny, less than 24 hours, all the way up to, you know, 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We get calls constantly about people calling in and saying, hey, this mama cat just came and dropped her kittens off on my front porch.
Mm.
Or I found these kittens. They don't even have their eyes open yet. And I haven't seen mama. So we have a couple ways to kind of decide, you know, where's mama at?
Right.
Generally, when they're really little and they're still alive and they seem like they're thriving, mama mm-hmm. is not too far away. So I suggest personally, if you see a litter like this, give us a call, you know, just get us on the radar of it. Hey, there's this litter of kittens that's sitting out here. We're generally going to tell you to wait 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
Kind of keep an eye on it. Don't smother the area because mama will not come back if she feels like you're a threat. Best thing to do is take some flour, just regular kitchen flour, and sprinkle it around where those kittens are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will see, you know, footprints of mama coming back and forth. If she feels that they are in a safe location, she'll keep them there. If she feels they're unsafe, she will start moving them. Now, again, mama can't just throw them all on her back and move them all at once. She will move them one at a time. So just to keep an eye out on that. Now, if it's been 24 hours, there's no paw prints in the flour, kittens seem like they're not doing great, most 100% give us a call and we can kind of remediate from there.
Okay, what's the number they should call if they see some animals in danger?
Just the shelter number. It is 850-983-4680. Extension 2 comes straight to dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
But the ladies at the front desk at extension 1, they all have the same information as well.
Okay, great. So mainly the thing is if you see them and there is sort of a nest of little kittens, mm-hmm. I love this, and I've told several people this, to put that a little bit of flour around it mm-hmm. so you can see if the mama is just out getting some food and is going to come back. You'll mm-hmm. see her paw prints. But after 24 hours, if there's no sign of anything, that's when you probably need to do something.
Absolutely.
Or if you start, if the ones that are in the nest, if they look like they're injured, you know, something has raided the nest, absolutely call us. You know,
yeah.
That's something that we can potentially, you know, ease their suffering at the very least.
Okay. So these are all great tips as we're getting, as we're enduring the kitten season here. And I heard some statistics that kind of shocked me. They only have to be how many months old before they can start having babies?
4 months old.
And, because, oh my gosh.
Well, that, and
it's
you
wild.
Gotta think, with our climate being here, we don't get those cold winters like Minnesota.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So we can have 4 litters a year per mama cat.
Wow.
And that's,
okay.
You know, it could be anywhere from 4 to 6 kittens at a time.
Right.
Do the math.
Every 4 months.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Two cats can turn into 12 million over 8 years if nothing is unchecked.
Oh, my goodness. That's wild. Okay.
Absolutely.
The numbers are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's some ways that we can help. Some folks are in their car and thinking, well, I want to help out, but I can't really foster right now, or I can't adopt. But if someone is interested in fostering or volunteering, what do they need to do? How do they contact you?
On our website, so www.santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Mm-hmm.
That has a plethora of information there. But there's a tab for fosters and adopters there. You can fill out the application and we'll get you pushed through. We supply everything.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Food, beds, kennels.
Everything. Yeah,
everything you need. It's like test driving an animal. I mean, you get to have all the best parts, and then if you don't want the commitment anymore, just let it move on to
bring
the next
it back
house.
So you can just decide how long you want to keep the animal and check it out, and if they go back, they go back, but if they stay, they call that a foster fails
are awesome,
which are awesome. All right, this is Pep Talk with Frisky Friday. We will be back. Boots is in the house, and maybe we'll even get Boots to talk a little bit here in a minute. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Boots is in the house. Boots has been talking away here, purring. I don't know if we can get the purring on the air here, but so stinking cute. Will Boots be on the website soon?
Yes. Well, as soon as she gets her surgery to be snipped, then she will be free as the wind.
Oh, you got to check out the animals on their website. And also, you have social media, too, don't you?
Oh, yes.
On Facebook?
On Facebook. And we sometimes have some volunteers come through and that will walk dogs, and then they'll feature them on their own, like, TikToks and Instagrams and stuff like that. So you kind of get to see us a little bit of everywhere.
I love that. And that's what a kind of a cool thing, too, is you can do this doggy day out, where just to get the animals out of the kennels for a little while.
Absolutely.
Which is great. And then it helps the people that are there, the techs, to know their personalities outside of the kennel. And that's big when we're trying to match somebody up with an adoption.
Yeah, because we try our best to, you know, the last thing if we want you to have, if you have a very sedentary lifestyle, I don't want to give you a Red Bull, you know, can with fur, you know, that
Jack
kind of
Russell
thing.
Terrier.
Exactly. So we use that information from the fosters to know what the animal's likes and dislikes were.
Okay. So how can folks help? Where do they need to go?
Again, on that website of the www. Santa Rosa.
Undercaffeinated.
Yes, I am undercaffeinated. See, the santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Okay.
And that's where you can, there's the wish list, there's the options to donate there's the volunteer application, all of that is on there. And plus also helping to train your own dog.
Okay. Thank you so much to Kelly Simpson and Tesla Weathers, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Who are helping us with our animal services in Santa Rosa County. And thanks for coming in, Boots.